All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. This review is for Annihilation. It's written and directed by Alex Garland. It's based on a book by Jeff Vandermeer, which I did not know until after the movie. It stars Natalie Portman, Jennifer Jason Leigh, and Tessa Thompson. And the synopsis is, a biologist signs up for a dangerous mission where the laws of nature don't apply. The movie starts off with Natalie Portman being interviewed in the medical room. The people around her have hazmat suits on. She is really unsure what happened to her. And she talks about the passage of time that she thought that she was in this disturbance for a few days, but she was actually in there for weeks or months. She went in with the team and she's the only one that's left alive. Then the movie shows some comet hitting a lighthouse. It shows Natalie Portman being a professor. She teaches biology. She's also lonely. She believes that her husband, played by Oscar Isaac, is missing or dead. He was in the military. She goes home one weekend just to paint her house because she doesn't have anything to do because she's so depressed. And then Oscar Isaac shows up randomly. He's very closed off and not responsive. Again, he's in the military. He starts drinking water, then starts spewing blood. Natalie Portman attempts to take him to the hospital in an ambulance. And then the military shows up, captures the ambulance, captures her as well, and takes her to a place called Area X. She's met by a character played by Jennifer Jason Leigh called Dr. Ventress, who speaks with a very frumpy, sad voice for some reason. I'm not sure why. She mumbles through all of her lines. Natalie Portman plays Lena. She asks questions to her. What did Oscar Isaac's character Kane say to her? When did he come back? Because he's not supposed to be there because he was on a secret mission. And somehow everyone from that secret mission died, but then he shows up at the house. The Dr. Ventress character explains there's a disturbance on Earth called the Shimmer, that things go into it, they never come back, and there's going to be a team that is going to go into it. Natalie Portman's character, Lena, was also in the military, so she signs up to go because she wants to figure out why did Oscar Isaac's character, Kane, come back. Kane's character is in isolation when they get back to Area X. He is in a coma. So she wants to figure out why all this happened to him. The team that's going in is going to be Tessa Thompson's character, Jennifer Jason Leigh, Gina Rodriguez, and another character. They decide to step into the Shimmer, and that's kind of where we'll stop. I'm going to say that this movie is not the worst movie that I have ever seen, but it's very close to it. As a fan of science fiction, I don't know what I saw in the movie theater, but the story to this is completely absurd. And I understand that it was a book. Maybe the book is better. As a movie, this is egregious. So the movie jumps back and forth. There's a lot of flashbacks, even to the point where later on in the movie, there's flashbacks and then flash forward. So you have where the movie starts, there's flashbacks because Natalie Portman's so sad because she lost her husband. And then Oscar Isaac shows up. And then there's more flashbacks after that. When she steps into the Shimmer, she has these very lucid dreams about Oscar Isaac's character and things that she's done in her life. There's also a whole angle where she was dating one of her co-workers, cheating on Oscar Isaac's character, Kane. It has no potential payoff whatsoever. It is just there. It goes back and forth with her relationship with Oscar Isaac. But this is supposed to be a science fiction movie. This is supposed to be, why is this happening? Why is this disturbance on Earth? People walk into this disturbance and then disappear. When it does that, it's interesting. But what you get, almost 2 hours of nothingness. There's chapter title cards in this movie that have no payoff. Tessa Thompson's character, when they figure out what's going on with the Shimmer, just decides to turn into a plant. The dialogue is very poor in this movie. The character motivations are silly. There's one character that, when they step into this disturbance, certain things are crazy, but one character says, oh, that's a trick of the light. No, that's a trick of the light. But you just saw something crazy and weird. What is going on? In my notes, I wrote something down that says, this needs better writing. When Natalie Portman is on the screen and they are focused on trying to figure out what's going on with the Shimmer, that's when the movie's interesting. When it's involving some of these side characters and then all these flashbacks, this movie becomes atrocious. Then I started thinking back to another movie that also involved a professor, that also involved science fiction, which was Arrival. Keith and I differed on our opinion about that. Keep got wind of how Annihilation was, as far as reviews were concerned, and decided not to go see it. Another thing that this reminded me of is a game called Life is Strange. If you play that game, you might understand if you see this movie, but a lot of this movie is just esoteric nonsense. The inherent idea of the Shimmer works, but all the things that surround this movie do not. Another thing that happens is that Oscar Isaac just starts talking in a Southern accent, even though he doesn't have a Southern accent. You also have a character that, when they're about to die, just spews out a gold stream of light. And the movie looks good, but the story is super bland. And the later third of this movie is an abomination. It's an abomination to my being able to go to a movie and enjoy a movie. It's an abomination to all the other people in the theater that just sat and groaned the whole time. What was the point of this? What was the whole point of sitting in the movie to figure out that the payoff to this is mindless? I understand that this is a book, but I don't even understand what the writer was thinking. Alex Garland has made one of my favorite movies, Ex Machina. That movie is a 10. That's one of the best movies that I've ever seen. Alicia Vikander is wonderful in that movie. And the greatest actor of our generation, Oscar Isaac, delivers a wonderful performance. Domhnall Gleeson, who I don't like necessarily, also does a good job. Alex Garland has also done 28 Days Later. He wrote that. He also has a writing credit for Dread. He also has a writing credit for Sunshine. But then with this movie, where he technically writes and directs this is a big swing for what score I'm going to give this movie. And just because based off of the ending, the very ending of the movie, pointless, silly, and insulting into my intelligence, this movie's getting a zero. I don't understand what the purpose was for a lot of things that go on to this movie. Other than it looking good, this movie has no cinematic value whatsoever. And just because of that, that's where the zero comes into play. This movie annihilated me, and that's the Beast Game Podcast.